Not yet nogea to anybody here, but one day will be nogea. I was at a bar mitzvah a few weeks ago, and someone, a father of an old friend of mine, came over to me and said that he was at a shir that Rav Asher Weiss gave in Teaneck, New Jersey, and someone asked Rav Asher during the question-answer session if one's wife is in labor and she feels that she wants her husband to hold her hand during the delivery, will help her calm down, can the husband do that? And Rav Asher said, what do you mean? What's the shaila? She's a cholosh yesh basakana, and anything that a cholosh yesh basakana says that they need, you're allowed to do for a cholosh yesh basakana. You can be a chal Shabbos for a cholosh yesh basakana. You can do anything for a cholosh yesh basakana. So of course it's mutter. So someone came up to me at this bar mitzvah and said, finally, there's a rabbi that has the common sense, the good sense to say like this. So why is it that no other posik in the world holds this way? That's Aleph. And Beis is, what is our attitude toward the husband's participation in the actual birthing process? It'll be nogei l'maisa before you know it. So it's not just academic. So what's our attitude toward the husband's role in the birthing process? In order to discuss that, we first need to know when a woman is considered a nida. We know certainly after the birth, once the baby comes out, she's definitely tamei. And we know beforehand, she hasn't bled, she's not tamei. So at what point does that change? There is an interesting chiddush of the Badei HaShulchan. The Badei HaShulchan in Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalid, Siv Katan Lamid, writes, first, he goes through the classical explanations of the Gemara of when a woman is considered to be a cholosh yesh basakana, when she's yosheves al hamashber, when she's on the birthing stool because she can't walk anymore, she needs support from her friends to be able to walk is another criteria, or when blood comes out, obviously. So the way we usually measure it, if she doesn't know by any of those criteria, when the contractions are 2 minutes apart and they're coming pretty fast and furious, so at that point we generally assume she's a nida. But the Badei HaShulchan adds that maybe also, he says, in kvar yotzu mimena hamayim hayotzim kodem leida dina kenida velo yigaba, that if her water broke, she already has the din of a nida and you're not allowed to touch her. So I was shocked to see this, because I don't remember this from any sefer. If you look in the Tziyunim, he writes, what's his source? Kein morim balei ha'ora. That's the poskim. That's what the poskim say, that if her water breaks, she's a nida. So if I'm not mistaken, I think the poskim don't really say that way. I think the poskim generally assume that if her water breaks and blood comes out, so then she's a nida, because blood came out with the water. But if her water breaks and no blood comes out, and she's still able to walk normally, and she's, it's just a mucus plug that came out, what does that have to do with nida? That luchara should not make her a nida. In Nishmas Avram, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Kuf Tzadi Dalid, that she should do a bedika at that point to make sure that she's not a nida. That if she does a bedika and there's no blood, and then she wouldn't have the status of a nida. And most of the poskim, I think, all say this way, that just the mucus plug coming out doesn't, or just the water breaking doesn't make her a nida. Now there is a discussion in the Achronim whether a woman automatically becomes a nida during labor. Shulchan Aruch and Yardei Siman Kuf Tzadi Dalid does not say that as soon as she goes into labor she's a nida. But there is a concept of ein psicha sekever below dam, that once the uterus opens up, the uterus cannot open up without dam coming out. So as soon as we assume that the uterus opened up, that's when we assume she's a nida. So that's what a lot of the poskim use the criteria that are described in Or Chaim Siman Shin Lamed about a yoledes on Shabbos. So the criteria to describe when she becomes a cholosh yesh basakana, the criteria that I mentioned before about being in a situation where she can't walk anymore, being in a situation where she's yosheves al hamashber, where they put her on the birthing stool, those kinds of things. So it could be mechal Shabbos. So we generally assume maybe that's when the psichas hakever is also, and that's when she would have the status of a nida. So from that point forward, she has the status of a nida. The Rav Moshe says we paskin like what it says in Sidrei Tara, that the Sidrei Tara writes that. That when the Gemara mentions the uterus opening when a woman is in labor, so applying that rule to the uterus, meaning the machlokes achronim, if a woman is considered a cholosh yesh basakana at the beginning of labor, does that also mean necessarily whenever she's a cholosh yesh basakana she's also a nida? So Sidrei Tara says that whatever is a cholosh yesh basakana is nida. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva Gus Moshe Yerdei Chelbei Siminayin Hey that we pass in that way, that she's a nida when she hits any of these criteria, when she's yosheves al hamashber, she need support to walk. What we would call, let's say, 2 minutes apart contractions, I think a lot of the poskim say, then we consider her a nida. Good. Now that she's a nida, so can the husband touch her? So if it's a, or the, can the husband do any of the archakos with it? So if it's a matter of pikuach nefesh, she needs to get to the hospital. The only people home are her and her husband. She can't walk. And she needs to get into a car. So you're the only one there. Time is of the essence. So pikuach nefesh doch kol Torah kula. Certainly, you're allowed to help her. Even though the Beis Yosef has a discussion in Kuf Tzadi Hey that maybe it's Abizrayah Degila Arayus, and therefore maybe it should be a Hari Val Yavar. No, we assume not that way. We assume that it's pikuach nefesh doch kol Torah kula, and that that you're certainly allowed to help her. But what about taking that next step? Saying, okay, now she does. It's not necessarily essential to her medical health to be able to touch her husband, but it would make her feel better. So it would make her feel better, it would make her psychologically more comfortable. So what do we do for the psychological health of a Yoledes? So Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Shabbos in Simin Shin Lamed, Yoledes hi kecholos sheyesh ba sakana u'mechalin leis Shabbos l'kol ma shetzricha, whatever she needs. Koron lechacham makom makom miyaldin u'madlikin l'ner, and here it is, afilu hi suma. Even if she's blind, you could light a candle for her. What does she need a candle for if she's blind? It makes her more comfortable to know that you have the light you need to do the delivery. You tell her, don't worry, I could do this with my eyes closed. I'm fine, I don't need any more light. But it will give her that Yisha Vadas to know that all of her medical needs are taken care of. That Yisha Vadas is enough to light a candle on Shabbos, to be Michal Shabbos. So based on that, Rav Moshe writes, a husband is allowed to go in the car on Shabbos to go with his wife to the hospital. Well, what's the heter? What's the husband need in the hospital? He's not a doctor, he's not going to be able to deliver the baby. Because that will calm her mind, and if it calms her mind, then you're allowed to do that. So that's what Rav Asher Weiss was probably basing himself on, that if you could be Michal Shabbos because it calms her down, so then maybe holding her hand, if that calms her down, that should work also. What's the problem? Why is it that no one else accepts this argument? Because there's a big difference between that halacha and holding a woman's hand. That halacha about lighting candle is that it's not stam calming her down, it's calming her to know that all of her medical needs are going to be taken care of, meaning that she's concerned that medically she's not going to be getting the best care if there's not enough light. So it calms her to know that her medical needs are going to be taken care of. Also, with the husband going in the car, having the husband there will help to ensure that she's taken better care of. When there are people in every hospital in any illness, even for not only a woman in labor, the more people that come and visit and show that they're concerned about the patient, the more the doctors and nurses pay attention to that patient, because they see that there are a lot of people that have a stake in it, and it's mamish pekuach nefesh sometimes to go to a hospital just to be there to show that someone cares about that patient. So certainly for her to have the to be able to relax, to know that everything is being taken care of, so that's enough reason for the husband to get into the car, it's enough reason to light a candle. But to hold her hand, it doesn't medically make her feel like her medical needs are being done, it just makes her feel nice, but it doesn't make her any more comfortable that her medical needs are being taken care of. To argue that this is called negiya shelo b'derechiba, it's not really an affectionate way of touching, therefore it's mutter, that's a ridiculous argument. I've heard people try to say that. That's ridiculous on two levels. First of all, it is negiya b'derechiba, it's not shelo b'derechiba. And second of all, even if it was negiya shelo b'derechiba, with ishto nida, you're not allowed to touch negiya shelo b'derechiba either. It's mutter to do negiya shelo b'derechiba with someone who's not a nida, who's not ishto nida, who's somebody else. Rav Moshe discusses on the subway. You're on a crowded subway, so you bump into a woman. So Rav Moshe has the tshuva, Ebenezer Chel Beisim in Yodalit. So he says, yeah, that's okay, that's mutter, because negiya shelo b'derechiba is mutter. But ishto nida, we're more machmir. By ishto nida, negiya even shelo b'derechiba is aser. The Rama writes in Yardeas in Kuf Tzadihei Sif Tes Zayin that a man can help his sick wife if she's sick, if she's not feeling well, in a case of great need, even if she happens to be a nida and no one else is there to help her. But again, that is provided that no one else is there to help her. Typically during childbirth, there are doctors, there are nurses, everyone's there to help her. The husband could be there for moral support, but physical support, it doesn't seem the husband is all that necessary in terms of physical support. If she feels like she wants someone to hold her hand, a nurse will happily hold her hand. She could bring her mother if she wants to hold her hand, her sister, whatever. The husband doesn't have to be the one to be holding her hand or massaging her or whatever. You could always find somebody else who will be willing to and able to do that. Now, that's in terms of negiya. So again, until Rav Asher said that, I never heard of a single posek hold this way. So that's not really such a, you know, hotly debated issue. The more interestingly debated issue is, should the husband even be there in the delivery room? So Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuvin, Yardeich El Beis Minayin Hei, there's nothing wrong with the husband being there. He just has to be careful. You have to be careful not to touch her. You have to be careful not to look as the baby's coming out of the birthing canal, because even a husband is not allowed to look at that part of the wife's body as the baby's coming out. You just have to be careful. The Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Nishmas Avram in Yardeich Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei that the husband better not to attend. But if the wife is really scared, then the husband can attend. If it would make her feel a lot better, then it's mutter. So Rosh Hashanah is sort of like a middle ground. And then on the other extreme, you have the Minchas Yitzchak. Minchas Yitzchak and Chel Kei. Simon Chav Zayin says, what's the husband going to be doing in the delivery room? He has no business being there. It's Kalus Hadas to be there. He's very much against it. So a lot of doctors say that the Minchas Yitzchak is against the Metzius, that all the studies show that it does, it's not just Kalus Hadas. It calms her down to know that the father of her child, that her husband, who she hopefully loves, that he's there to support her in this time of a very, very great challenge. And this is not like Rabbi Jachter points out in Great Matter from Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin in Shuvas B'nai Banim, that there are different types of cholim. Most of the time, a chola doesn't have to actively be involved in their refuah. For a woman in labor, she needs to be on her game. She needs to be actively involved in order to do the pushing properly and to actually come through it okay and to not have any issues. Again, you know, one day you'll know what I'm talking about. But she has to. There's a lot that's required of her in the process. So if calming her down if it will calm her down to have the husband present, so it would seem that Rav Moshe's shita is a very, very reasonable shita, that the husband should be there. In addition to the fact, as we said before, the husband could be there to advocate for whatever needs that she may have during the course of the delivery, which is also very important. So again, the husband is allowed. So in America, we're always makel with this. Husband is always in the delivery room, is most often in the delivery room. In Israel, the minhag is to be machmer. I think in Shaarei Tzedek, they don't allow it. I think in Israel, they're much more machmer. The poskim in general discourage the husband in the delivery room, and they have other people there to support her. But I think as a matter of principle, as a matter of halacha, so what did we say? Can the husband go in the car with her even on Shabbos? Yes. That's what Moshe Paskin says. Yes. Can the husband, once she becomes the need, that the husband should start observing our chakos, but if she needs something that's mamash b'kuach nefesh situation, she can't get there, she can't get to the hospital, so then of course he can give her physical support or emotional, whatever she needs, in order to be able to get to that point. And one could even argue that if she's going hysterical and she's completely losing control and she just can't calm down and everyone's trying to calm her down and she can't in the delivery room, and somehow only the husband is going to be able to calm her down, so then there's room to argue that that's pikuach nefesh, that even the husband's touch at that point might be pikuach nefesh. But short of that, it doesn't seem that there's much reason to be makel on the touching part, but to be in the delivery room, again, the minhag in America is that we seem to be makel on that issue.